is Wednesday at 10:15 in the morning, and what have I done since I've been awake? I scroll on TikTok first thing in the morning. I don't like to do that, but I don't know. I just wanted to today, so I was like, fuck it, whatever. So I scroll on TikTok a little bit, and then I took my laundry out of the dryer from last night, and then I put all my bedding in the washer so I can have clean sheets tonight. I'm excited. And then, yeah, I folded all the other laundry and put it up. And then I talked to my mom a little bit. And then, yeah, that's really it. Not a lot has happened yet. But I woke up at, like, 9-something, maybe. Yeah, so I feel good. I love having Tuesday, Wednesday off. It has been so nice. And, like, this is my third one, and I'm just spending it doing nothing. So I'm really excited for that. Let's see. Or just, like, not nothing, just going with my flow plans instead of, like, because last week, you know, we went to Austin, and then the week before, what did I do the week before? Maybe I just chilled, honestly, I don't know. But it was good. So, anyway, I love it, but it's also making me hate going to work even more, because I'm like, ugh, like, now that I've had 2 days off, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go. But I feel like I can't really complain because I only work 4 days. Like, that's so nice. So, yeah. Okay, last Wednesday, yeah, we went to Austin. Oh, yeah, and I accidentally posted instead of scheduling the post. I just went ahead and posted on Tuesday. So if that threw you off, I'm sorry. I meant to schedule it for Wednesday, but I accidentally just clicked publish. So, yeah, Tuesday night, we drove out to Austin, and we stayed in these cute little, like, cabin, house, cozy thing. It was not a cabin. It was, like, a little shed that they had just, like, put a little bed in, and then there was, like, a couple chairs. There really wasn't a lot of room, but it was, like, it was so cozy. I loved it. And the bed was comfy, the blankets were comfy, and I had this, like, big triangle window on the back, and it was a little scary because we got there, like, around midnight. I think it was a little after, but I'm not exactly sure. And yeah, so we had to, like, walk back to our little place, and so that was a little spooky. But I don't think it was actually spooky. I think it was just because it was at night, and I'm a wuss. But it was cute. And then the bathroom was, like, separate. So we had to, like, walk back to go to the bathroom, which honestly really was, like, not far. Just far enough where I'm not going alone at night. So, but it was really cute. And so, yeah, we went and pretty much just went to bed. Like, not a lot happened Tuesday night because it was already so late. And then Wednesday, we woke up and we walked around a little bit because it's, like, on this, like, huge property. And they just have, like, all these little, like, Airbnbs. And they're just, like, little, like, I don't know. There were some that were bigger than just the bed like we had. But we didn't see the inside of those. And then they had, like, community outdoor, like, kitchen, a little sitting area, a little dining area, a little this, a little that. They had a lap pool. They had this other pool that was so cute. And, yeah, it was just, like, all these acres of land that you could just go explore. And so I was so excited. Honestly, I loved it. I'm like, this is how I want to live. Like, this is so gorgeous. And then we went up there to go to Round Top for the huge, like, antique show. Cassidy wanted to go. So we did that and walked for hours and hours and hours. And I wore my new Doc Martens and like, I got a little blister, but it wasn't, like, painful. It just kind of, like, calloused. So, that was nice. And then, yeah, it was a lot. I'm, like, mostly all I have to show is pictures. Like, it wasn't anything. Like, we saw a lot of gorgeous antiques. I didn't buy anything because anything I wanted to buy was a little crazy priced and, but one of my clients, she collects little books, and so I was like, I don't really know, like, is there something specific to little books? Like, what do you mean by little books? Like, just any little book? And luckily, the vendor heard me saying that, and she was like, oh, like, a lot of people collect little books, and, like, it's these, like, yeah, it's just random little books. And so I was like, okay, cute. So I found one that looked like an antique, like a little fucked up. And so I was like, perfect, I'll get this one. So I got that, and then I got this. She was like, there's, like, a little joke for people who collect little books, and she, like, made these, like, tiny, tiny books. And so I just got one of those too, and I was like, how much is this? She was like, $3, and I was like, okay. And then she was like, actually, you can just have it. And I was like, oh, thank you, girl, that's so sweet. So that was fun, and I just got a little Bible one because my client is religious. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really know, but I assume Christian. I'm pretty sure she's Christian, so hopefully she's into the Bible thing. Well, they do have Bible study, so she is in the Bible. Yeah, okay, we're good. Hopefully. But yeah, I got her that, and then her appointment was on Monday, and I came to work from Cheyenne's house, so I didn't have it with me, and I was like, girl, I'm so sad I got you something, and I freaking left it at home. And, like, yeah, I could have just not said anything all, but, like, me, no, I can't do that. So I was like, oh, I got you something, and I'm so mad I don't have it. So yeah, that's all I got. And then Cassidy got, one of the main reasons she wanted to go was because they were doing the, like, she wanted a new cowboy hat, and she wanted to get it branded and stuff. So we did that. And I'm glad that we found that because that was, like, almost the last thing that we found. That was the last place that we went. And so that was good. And then, yeah, we got some food and came on home. And honestly, I thought I was going to be dead for the drive home. But it really wasn't too bad. We got home at, like, I think I got home at, like, 10:30. So not too bad. And then, yeah, I went to work Thursday. I don't think I did anything after work. I'm trying to think. Maybe I did, because I feel like I've been really, like, I've been doing a lot. But I don't know. Maybe I didn't do anything Thursday. I have to look at my camera roll to know. Every time I'm recording this, I have to go check my camera roll to see what has been happening. Oh, on Thursday, me and Cheyenne FaceTimed for a long time, and that was fun. She had got her wig. They had wig day on Friday at her job, so she got a green wig, because we're also going to be Cosmo and Wanda, so she can double wear it. And then Friday after I got off work, I hung out with Trent, and that was fun. We just talked and talked and talked. We talk a lot, like, I mean, yeah, we only see each other every once in a while, but we used to hang out every day, and we just would talk and talk and talk. Like, both of us combined can talk, baby. So, we did, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then his friend Peyton came over, and we were all hanging out and watching the Victoria's Secret, or wait, no. We had already watched the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and that was fun. I never watched it before. But he was like, you want to watch it? And I was like, yeah, why not? And it was neat. We didn't really know what we were getting into. Yeah, it was fun. I liked it. We got to be like, ooh, that's cute. Ooh, that's cute. I like this and this and this. Like, it was fun for, like, that. Yeah, it was good. And then we went, oh, we got Applebee's because we were talking about places. And I don't know, like, I always see, like, Applebee's does, like, the buckets or whatever of, like, alcohol, and, like, I don't know, they look like they have fun drinks, and so I was like, ooh, like, which we weren't drinking, we weren't, like, going to Applebee's. We were just going to pick it up and come back to his house. But I don't know. I was like, I want to try Applebee's. Like, I haven't had it in, like, a billion years. And I don't know. Like, I know it's kind of like Chili's. Like, maybe it'll be good. Fuck it. Like, I expected it to be, like, I don't know. I thought it would be good, okay? And then it was all mid as fuck. And I was like, damn, I should have expected this. And, yeah, it sucked. And, like, everything we got was so mid. Because we got this one. They have, like, a little triple dipper vibe situation. And so we got that. And we got these little tacos in it. Those were really gross. Those are my least favorite. And then we got, what else was in there? Onion rings, those were good. And then we got these little honey barbecue boneless wings. And they were good. I feel like you can't really fuck that up, though. So, not too much credit. And then we got mozzarella sticks. And those, I don't know. They're mozzarella sticks, so they're fine. But no cheese pool. And they were just kind of mid, too. And then we got this chicken mac and cheese, and it was gross, too. And then, what did we get? We got lemonade to drink, and that was good. The lemonade was good, so, okay. And then, yeah, so, it was okay. We still ate it. It was, like, everything was edible, so that was good. And then, yeah, we just hung out and talked, and then Peyton got there, and then we watched The Substance. Disgusting. Honestly, it was gross. Which, Cheyenne had already told me that, because Cheyenne saw it in theaters. And I don't know. I don't really know what I was expecting, but it was fucking disgusting. And, like, there's a lot of needles, like, a lot of needles piercing the skin. A lot of, like, nasty body, like, wounds, I guess. Yeah, but the plot line was cool. Like, right idea, wrong bitch. Like, I don't know, it was just a little gross. And then, yeah, I fell asleep. I kept trying not to fall asleep, especially, I had never met Peyton, and so, like, I was trying to hang, and I was like, oh, I can't. I literally kept falling asleep. Especially because I had work the next day. Like, if I had to work the next day, I'm not staying up so late. Like, I guess I could if I was having, like, the best time ever, but if I'm watching a movie, it's already hard for me to watch a movie, like, even if I just woke up, so I was sleeping, but it was good. And then I woke up at the fucking crack ass. I woke up at 6:40, and then I drove home, and then I packed my bags, and I got ready, and I went to work Saturday, and then I got off work extra early, not extra early, just 2 hours, but I was only supposed to get off 1 hour early, but then my last client no-showed me, so I was like, ew, I got off so early, and so that was so nice, and so I went to Cheyenne's, and then it was fun. Her parents were out of town, so we were, like, home alone, and it was fun. We drank wine, and we made Halloween cookies, and we watched Hocus Pocus, and we made our little wands and our little crowns for our costumes. And then we watched Annabelle. We're watching all the Conjuring movies still, and so now we only have one left. So we watched, we watched three. Yeah, damn. We watched three. Because we watched Annabelle Comes Home. We watched The Nun 2. And we watched The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. So, yeah, we got down, okay? We had to rewatch Annabelle, though, because we fell asleep during that one. And so we had to restart it. And then Sunday was her mom's birthday, and they were heading home. They went out to go fishing for a long weekend, and then so we decorated the house all cute for her, and we went and got a cake, and we went and got donuts for breakfast, and they were good. And then yeah, then they got home, And we just hung out, and they made sausage and macaroni for dinner, and it was so good. And then we had, they had gone to Fredericksburg, like a freaking year ago or something. And they got, like, this little, it's called Wine-A-Rita, and it's a drink mix that you, like, blend it. I don't know, you blend that in ice and the wine in the blender. And it makes little, like, wine slushies. And honestly, it was so good. I was a little nervous because it was blueberry pomegranate flavored. But it was really good. And then we got a cake. Oh my gosh, the cake was, like, peanut butter something frosting. And then inside it was layered with cheesecake, brownie, and then pecan pie. So, it was good. I was really scared that it was going to be too rich and, like, gross, but it wasn't. It was good. And then, yeah, we just drank some wine again and then hung out and watched some. We watched The Perfect Neighbor. We watched a documentary, all of us, like me and Cheyenne and her parents. And that was fun. And then, yeah, that was kind of it. We just had a chill day. It was nice. And then on Monday and Tuesday, I just went to work. On Monday, I went to work, motherfucker. And then I got off and I came home. I don't know what I did Monday night. Did we all hang out? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Me and Brianna were out here hanging out, and then they were gonna watch Chucky, the second one. And I was like, ooh, like, I've never seen Chucky, like, I kind of want to watch it with y'all. And so we were like, okay, yeah. And then, shocker, I fell asleep. Brianna said she was, like, shaking me, trying to wake me up, and I wouldn't. So, that was funny. But I remember whenever I did wake up, I woke up, I guess, Brody was cleaning up. And, like, moving all their stuff back, because we watched in the living room, and we had all eaten, and so he cleaned up my food. I made a sandwich, so I had, like, all my stuff in there, and then, yeah, I guess I woke up, but I did not realize that, like, I don't know, like, yeah, I feel like I was, like, out for the counts, like, I was sleeping good, but anyway, I tried to stay awake, but I can't. So, and we started it so motherfucking late because we talked about watching it, but then, like, they were trying to finish. They had shit to do before that, which that was already their plan. So, yeah, but we didn't start it till, like, freaking, like, 10 o'clock. Like, I cannot start a movie that late. I'll fall asleep probably regardless, but especially that late. So, yeah. And then, that was Monday night, and then, I ended up staying back up, because after I woke up, I came out here with Brianna, and then, after that, I don't know if I just went back to sleep, actually. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, then, Tuesday, yesterday, I woke up, and I wanted to paint. And so I needed to paint. I made these little lighter holders out of clay. So I was going to paint those. And then I made earrings. And then after making the earrings, and I also repainted the lighter holder a couple times. And I repainted the earrings a couple times. And then with the earrings, I started, like, because I did, like, a dark foresty kind of green. And then I did, I was going to do maroon with them. And then it just looked like Christmas, and I was like, I could just go with it, but I don't like it. And so I, like, painted over that, and I just did the green with brown. But then it was giving super, like, garden fairy garden, and I was like, you know what? I do want to paint. And it was funny because before that, I was like, I like painting little things. Like, I do not like painting big things. Like, I'm not good at it. It's hard. Like, a canvas, like, I don't like that. And then after I painted all that, and then I got in the little fairy garden vibe, I was like, you know what? I actually do want to paint my canvas. And so I did that, and it was fun. I just painted for a while. I kept painting over everything and just, I don't know, changing the colors of things. I was just kind of fucking around with it. It was a lot of fun until it wasn't. And I was like, as a whole, I hate this. So I painted for like hours, honestly. Like, because I don't know what time I woke up. I think I woke up at like 7 something, 8 something. Probably started painting by 10 at least, and then painted till like 2 or 3, I want to say. I painted for a fat minute. But I also did stuff in between that. Like, I was kind of, I don't know, I didn't get fully in my zone yet. But once I did, I was going. And then after I got done painting, I went inside and I stretched for a long time. And I was just moving my body a little bit. And that felt really good. I love stretching. I love it. And then, what did I do after that? Oh, I started my laundry. And then I showered and washed my hair and everything. And then, what after that? After that, pretty much right after that, I got dressed and everything. Brianna got home from work and we were going to Denton because they do like all the Halloween stuff. So, yeah, they got ready. They finished their book. And then we got ready and we drove over there and we went and did like we looked at the square a little bit, and then we went to the cherry orchards, and then we went to the maze, and yeah, it was fun. The maze was extremely underwhelming, okay? It looked so cute from the outside. They got little shipping containers. It looks like a little fun thing. They made us sign a waiver for death. Okay, so I was like, ooh, like, it's gonna be spooky. And then, it was the stupidest thing ever. They literally just stacked up pallets, like, there was no effort. There was no effort. But, yeah. But the cherry orchard was cool. I did like that. And then, yeah, I don't know. It was super cool. The vibes were cool. It was fun. And then we came back home. And then, what did we do? I just hung out by myself. I think I just went to bed not long after that. I don't know what time we got home. I don't really know what we did. Did I eat? What did I eat last night? Oh, yeah. We stopped at Sonic. So I got a little snack. I got a little ice cream. Ooh, I still have a little ice cream. Yum. Yay. Okay. Yeah, so that's been the week. I just said I'm like 97 times. But I feel like I've been in a lot better headspace. Like, I don't know. I feel like I have finally, like, this is the first week that work is not like the main thing on my mind, and I'm really excited about that because I was so sick of it, and I was so sick of it just consuming me completely. So I'm glad that's not anymore. I feel like I've been, I don't know, just kind of focusing on my life outside of work. And when I've been at work, I've been really like listening to podcasts and reading books, and I don't know, I've been trying to just focus on that mostly. Okay, my mouth is watering so much right now, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's driving me a little crazy. Yeah, I just been trying to focus on my other shit, because that's what I did before, but then, like, I don't know, like, we were all just getting so close, and, like, we were just constantly talking, so, and also, like, it's hard for me to focus if someone else, if I hear someone else talking, and I'm like, what are y'all saying? Like, I can't, if they're talking quiet, then my brain is just like, yeah, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all saying? And then if they're talking too loud, then obviously I just can't even hear my podcast. So yeah, some days I just have to turn it off, and we've all been talking a lot, so I haven't really been listening. And then yeah, I don't know. The past few weeks, I've just been trying to force myself to just focus on my podcast, like really try to just get in my zone. And I feel like I've been doing good. But I've been listening to a lot of good things. Glennon was talking about her experience with psychedelics, like therapy. And I don't know, I just feel like I really, really want to do that. I have taken Molly and also mushrooms recreationally, like just for fun. The mushrooms, the few times I've done them, I've always like, I don't know, there's been a little period where I just get extremely anxious and I don't know, like I just, it's not so fun for a little bit of it. The first time was me and my brother were hanging out. I don't know if I talked about this on here. I think I did, but in case I didn't, I'll talk about it again because I don't care. We were just sitting there and then I was like, I just feel like uncomfortable. Like I just, yeah, I know, that was the only way I knew how to describe it. I was like, I just feel so uncomfortable, like in my body, in my skin, in my brain. Like, I don't know. I just kept moving around, like trying to get comfortable. And I just couldn't. So I was like, I'm just going to go hang out by myself for a minute. And so I did that and I just cried a little bit. I don't really know what, like, nothing was really wrong. Like, I just took his headphones and just listened to music and just kind of hung out with myself. And then I think I hung out with my mom a little bit too. And yeah, then it passed and then I was good again. And then the second time, I was kind of nervous about that, so I was like, eh. But I ended up, like, I was a little, like, prepared for that, I guess, because I, well, not prepared, just, like, expected that, kind of, because it had happened before. So that was nice, because it just felt, like, a little easier. And then, yeah, so mushrooms are a little scary to me, like, just because I'm like, ooh, like, I don't know, like, I do want to do them again, but I'm not, like, dying to do them, but definitely, like, that's, like, an at-home thing, like, I'm not really, like, I don't know, like, some people do mushrooms and, like, I don't know, I'm just, like, I just want to, like, be at home, like, safe, I don't know. So yeah, that's my experience with mushrooms, but it kind of has been nice. Like the first, like most of it is just so fucking funny. Like I'm laughing off my ass and like, we're just, I don't know, like it's so much fun. And then I would say there's probably like 30 minutes that it's not so fun. I don't know if it's 30 minutes. Honestly, I have no like recollection of time, but I think, yeah, there's a short period where it's not so fun and then it goes back to being fun again. So yeah, I don't know, but I like them. I'll do them again. And then Molly, girl, I love Molly. Like, I'm not condoning this, but I'm just saying, personally, my experiences of taking Molly have been a blast. I love it. It feels so good. And it just feels like this, it feels spiritual. Like it feels really intense in the best way. And oh, I just love it. But you know, you want to be really safe. Any of the drugs, I'm not saying do drugs, but I'm just saying, if you do, it's good to do your research. It's good to, you know, plan and also, you know, always test your drugs from wherever you're getting them. And, you know, you need to wait in between taking them and stuff. Like, you know, do your research, okay? But, yes, my experience with Molly has been quite the experience. I love it. I've taken it How many times have I taken it? The first time was New Year's a couple of years ago. And then that was fun. I just did it with a group of my friends and we just chilled at the house and we're just like, oh, it was such a vibe. We like made a palette in the living room and had music videos. Oh my God, we had the TV so loud though. The TV was on like fucking 100. And that was funny. But it was fun. We just danced and sang and chilled and like, yeah, it was good. And then the second time, what was the second time? I want to say it was at a party. Yeah, I think it was at a party. That was fun. I was a little nervous at first, but yeah, it was fun. We ended up, I hung out, me and one of my friends, like, we hung out a lot. And we, like, talked a lot. I feel like that was, like, kind of like the establishment of our one-on-one friendship because we were friends in a friend group with Cheyenne and Jalen. But that was, like, our first night where it was, like, just us and at a party. So it wasn't just us, but, like, I don't know. We would, I don't know. That was fun for us. And then we took it at the pool. We took it on Juneteenth. And that was really, really nice. Which, I don't know. That time, we didn't put on sunscreen at all. And we were in the pool for like 9 hours, like 8 or 9 hours. And yeah, we got fucking crisp. That's the worst sunburn I've ever got. My skin felt like leather. It was horrible. It was horrible. And but it was so much fun when we were there. Oh my God, it was so nice. Ah, it was so good. And yeah, we just chilled in the pool. And then Jalen was sitting on the edge of the pool. Jalen did not take it. And I like had my head leaning back in her lap and I was like, ooh, will you get my chapstick? Will you get my chapstick? And at that time I was using Vaseline chapstick. And so she was putting it on my lips and then it fell and broke off in my mouth. And oh, it was so disgusting. It was so gross. It was so gross. It was so gross. And already, like, Molly can kind of upset your stomach. Like, some people throw up on it. So, like, I was a little nervous about that. And then when that fell in my mouth, I was like, oh God. Like, ew, it was so gross. It was so gross to me. And because it, like, fell on my throat because I had my head, like, leaned back in her lap. And so she was putting it on my bottom lip and then it fell out. Ew, yeah. It was disgusting. And so we didn't put it on my top lip, obviously. And then I just went and sat in the corner and I don't know. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Like, I feel so fucking gross, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna throw up. And so I sat there for like probably, I don't know, probably like 10 minutes, if even. And I was just like, ugh, like, I feel gross. Like, I definitely don't wanna throw up in front of anyone else. So, like, I wanna keep sitting here. I was just sitting on the ground in the bushes. I don't know. I was like, y'all can just leave me here because, like, I might throw up. I might not. Like, I just don't want to risk throwing up in front of everyone. So I just laid there for a minute and then I didn't throw up. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back. And so I went back and yeah, we just hung out in the pool forever. It felt so good because, like, your skin is just so, like, sensitive and, like, I don't know. I don't know. But I love it. And then let's see. When was the next time after that? I don't know. There was one night me and Cheyenne took it, but I think we. Oh, it was in January again. It was like around New Year's again. Yeah, so it was New Year's again. And we had gone to a festival. And so, yeah, me and Cheyenne took it. That was at the beginning of this year. So that was in January. And then, or I guess December, technically. And then that was good. Yeah, that was really good. Like, I feel like, because we were with a group of friends, but it was just me and Cheyenne. And so the friends were like, oh, like, how was it? Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Like, y'all were just like regular. And we were like, no, like, it was good. We just like, it's not like, I don't know. It's not like in the movies. Like, it's not the craziest thing ever. It's not like we're like acting crazy, you know? We were just like dancing and moving and grooving. Like, it was good. And then oh my God. This is a little crazy, but we kept like, because we'll usually like microdose a little bit and like space it out in between taking it. Like take some and then a few hours later take a little more and then take a little more. So we were doing that. And then we got home and then like we were just chilling and we had like the next few days off. Like we were all just we took off for this. And so it was a lot of fun because yeah, we took a little more and we were just like laying in her bed. Oh my God, oh my God, this was so funny. Like, this is stupid, but like, I don't know. I just remember we were laying there and we had our AirPods in. And so we were just laying there jamming together. And she was to the left of me and she had her left AirPod in. And I also had the left AirPod in. And we're like laying there forever and we're just like singing and like, I don't know, we're really just chilling. And then, oh my God. And then I was like, we should switch because I want to put my right AirPod in so that way we can talk. Like, I want to be able to hear you. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she went to take out her right AirPod and there wasn't one in. And she was like, I have my left one in. And I was wearing the right AirPod in backwards in my left ear. And like, I don't know like why like that was so funny, but we laughed forever about that. Like, it was so fucking funny because I didn't even realize I had it backwards and like we had been laying there and then I was like, oh, I really want to hear you better. It was really funny. And yeah, we just laid there. That one was really good. I liked that time. And then last time we took it was at our last music festival. And that time was really fun too because we had just found out that the festival was canceled and so we were like, oh, sad. But we still had to stay like because we were drinking earlier in the day, which you're not supposed to drink and take Molly, so I do not recommend that. Like, don't do that. That is not good. So yeah, we waited until like we had sobered up from the alcohol, which we had already sobered up from the alcohol mostly, but yeah, we just waited a little longer and then took it. So yeah, definitely don't do drugs, and like if you're going to, like, do your research. Like, do your research. 'Cause yeah, it can be really dangerous, like mixing things, and like you just wanna, I don't recommend mixing things. Like, you don't need it. You don't need to. But anyway, all of this to say, I feel like every time that I have done either of those, I have like it has felt spiritual. Like, I feel like I have had like some intense feelings, and like there's a lot of potential. So the fact that they do therapy with these drugs is really appealing to me because I just feel like, yeah, if I'm having, you know, these journeys on my own, like I just can't imagine how good it would be guided. And I just feel like I think talk therapy is extremely beneficial and I love it, but I just want something really intense. And I think I was talking about this, but I don't remember. I don't know if I did, but basically, I just want something really intense. Like, they do different, like, breath work classes. I don't know. Like, guided breath work. And people have, like, crazy, like, visions, you know? Like, it's, like, really intense. And I want that. So, Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with the, I want to do, yeah, some sort of therapy with psychedelics because I don't know. I feel like those are so cool and like I just feel like there's so much potential. Like, yeah, especially since I've had, you know, journeys of my own. Like, I just feel like if it was guided, like if I really did have someone who is like, you know, therapist-y, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much potential and like I feel like I could really like find something cool there. But I don't know. We'll see. So I wanna look into that more because I was listening. Yeah, all this is because I heard Glennon talking about it. And I've also heard of it before and like I don't know. Anytime I've heard anyone talk about it, like it seems like whatever the outcome, it seems like the process is intense and like that's what I want. Like I it's not like I'm expecting some like earth-shattering like breakthrough to happen. But I don't know. Like I just feel like there's a lot of potential and like either way, even if I don't like have some crazy experience, like I know I'm still gonna have a good time. Like I know it won't be bad. So I really want to look into that more. I don't know. Like it just feels I don't know. That feels cool. But then there's also, yeah, the breathwork classes that there's different breathing techniques that you can do where it will release the same chemicals that psychedelics do. So that seems really cool. I don't know. The goal is I want some sort of something intense. I feel like clearly, obviously, I'm a super intense person. So I just feel like I want some sort of like I love it. Like I love, I don't know, I want something really intense. So yeah, I want to look into that more. Yeah, and then hearing Glennon's experience with it, like, I don't know, it just felt I don't know, it felt good. It felt really intriguing. It felt really I don't know, intriguing. Yeah, I like that. So yeah, I want to look into that. And then now I'm just going to continue talking about the other podcasts and books I've been listening to because that's how I got onto this tangent. I know we just talked about all the drugs I've ever done, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't do drugs. I'm not saying do drugs, but not but. Don't do drugs, period. If you do drugs, do your research, be safe. Look into them, test them wherever you get them from, and just, you know, do it safely. Like, I feel like I know a lot of people who have done drugs, and I don't know, like, they can definitely be misused and dangerous, and you know, bad things can happen. So just, yeah, if you're doing drugs, all I'm saying is be careful. But if you're not doing drugs, then you know what? Be careful too. Be careful regardless, okay? Just be careful in life, baby. Anyway. Okay, so that was that podcast episode. And then I listened to another one with this girl, Katie. I don't know if her last name is Evans. Let me look. Katie Gavin. Okay, because I thought it was Katie Gavin, but then I was like, I feel like they said Katie Evans. But no, it's Katie Gavin. I love her. The episode was really good, and I do want to listen to that again because I listened to a little bit at work, a little bit in the car, and then a little bit the other day. So I feel like I didn't really get the full effect. But I did really like it. And I don't know. It was good. And she said at one point it was good. And I really just like the way that they like all talked and like I feel like it was cool. And then at one point she was like, I want to be rich in community versus being so rich in resources that I don't need community. And I was just like, wait a damn minute, baby. I love that. I love that. That just feels so true, and I just feel like that's kind of like where I want to be heading, and I've just been feeling that, I don't know, I've been feeling that a little more lately because pretty much, I got demoted at work just now, and I don't know, all the work drama that's been happening, a lot has happened, but summary, I got demoted, a verbal warning, and a written warning. The warnings were for being an advocate, and, you know, taking a little risk, and so I don't regret that, but the demotion was a hard pill to swallow a little bit. I was kind of like, are you fucking kidding me? But whatever. It was okay because I want this to be not a lesson, because I don't like that. It's not like I needed a lesson for this. I just want this to be a moment of growth, because I do feel like, you know, I've been wanting to travel, and something that's been holding me back is comfortability and also a little bit of capitalism. It's kind of getting to me. I'm kind of like, ooh, I'm making really good money. I don't want to change anything. I don't want to do anything. And obviously, with demotion comes a little bit of less money. And I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? Maybe this is good. Plus, I just changed my schedule and went down to only working 4 days. So I just want this to be a time of realizing that money is not, the goal should not be the most money ever. Especially now, because I'm in a pretty privileged position of, I live at home with my family, so I don't pay rent. And also, I know, like, if I lost everything today, like, if I lost my job or something, like, I have savings, like, and also, even if I didn't have savings, like, if it, worst case worst, like, I know my family could take care of me, which I'm not saying, like, that's not really an option, like, it's not like they really, like, got it like that, but, like, you know, at the bare minimum, like, we would figure it out. I know we would, I have a support system, so, I just, you know, I want to be living my life more fully in my day-to-day. I don't really want to have a whole plan of a life. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's always the thing. Like, what's the plan? What's the plan? What do you want out of life? What is this? What is this? And what, like, is these big, giant questions and even bigger, giant answers. Like, I don't know. I don't really know if that's the right thing to be doing. I feel like I just want to be being more satisfied with my days. At this point, it's because to be satisfied with my day, it is not working. Like, my days off are better than my days of working. But I think that there's little ways that I can make my days of working better. You know, listening to my podcasts and my books, it really helps get my brain going. And then also what I do when I get home and stuff like that. Like, I just want to be, you know, prioritizing my life a lot more outside of work, instead of kind of letting work rule my life, because it is where I spend, I feel like, most of my fucking time, and most of, because I, you know, I drive an hour, not an hour, it's like 40 minutes, but I drive, you know, to work, and then I sit there for 8 hours, and I also have an hour lunch, and then I drive an hour home, and then I go to bed early because guess what, I have work the next day. Like, you know, I feel like I can kind of get in the groove of that, and I just don't want to be doing that because it just kind of sucks, and then it just feels like work is consuming me, and it's just like I don't really have a life outside of work. And I like my job, you know, I like, you know, it's good. It's okay. I don't hate it. Let's just say that. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. Like, lashing is fun. My clients are, like, I'm friends with some of them even. Like, But even if I'm not friends with them, like, I like a lot of them. Like, you know, and if we're talking, that's always fun. And if we're not talking, great. More opportunity for me to listen to something that is going to grow my brain and help me open up. And I don't know. I just want to be more mindful, and I just want to be more satisfied in my day-to-day. So whenever I don't have work, yeah, like, there's a lot more room for living my life completely true to me. But the days I do have work, I don't want the whole day to be a waste just because I had to work. Like, I want to work, yes, obviously I have to work, but then I want, you know, my journey at work to be better, and then also whenever I get off to be better. Because yeah, some days I'm like, I just want to go home and scroll, like, I'm so tired from work. And so then it's still affecting me after work because I'm so burnt out that I just need to sit and scroll, which obviously doesn't help, but, you know, in the moment, it's like an instant solution. So yeah, I just want to be more mindful about that. Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like, because usually with my friends, I want to hang out on my day off, but just because I'm so tired during the week and work has me this and that, I just want to just, I don't want that to be the case anymore. Like, I want to go to work and then I want to get off and be like, okay, now that's over. Bye. Yeah, just because mentally I feel like work is something that comes home with me. Like, not, you know, it's not like I have paperwork or anything to do. Like, I really literally do go to work and come home. But I just feel like it has been lingering in my mind, especially the past, like, month or so. Like, you know, with all this stuff going on, it's really been consuming me and it's really been fucking me up. And I've really been not myself, I feel like. And so, yeah, I just want to make sure that, you know, that's not how I want to live my life. So I'm just reevaluating and I'm recouping. And yeah, I'm making a little less money, but I'm going to be, you know, my life is going to be so much better out of it. So I'm really a little richer, if you think about it. Not in money, but in life. In community as well. Because, you know, this is allowing me more time to, yeah, spend with my people and spend, you know, doing things that I want to do. So I like that. So yeah, I listened to that episode with Katie Gavin, who said that. And I really like that. And yeah. And then I listened, let's see, I just finished my book, Come As You Are by Emily Nagalski. And that one was good. I liked it. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put any, like, statement because I don't exactly know. I think I want to listen again. But I just feel like sex is something that I'm pretty beginner at. And I feel like I don't really know a lot about sex. Anything. So I was kind of hoping to, you know, get something big out of this book. And I don't know. I'm like, I don't really feel like I did. Like, I don't want to say that because the book is beautiful and, like, I know that it's helped a lot of people and I think that there's a lot of potential and, like, it's a good book. So I'm not saying, like, do not let this form your opinion. But I don't know. I just want to read it again to get something. Obviously, you know, I'll hear something that I didn't hear last time or, like, you know, it'll be a different experience. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just gonna listen again and see what else I get. Because this time, like, I feel like, you know, there, I have a little bit of new language for some things, but I don't know. I kind of thought there would be something that I could be like, ooh, like, maybe that, like, and not even groundbreaking. That's a lot of pressure to put on something, but just, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. So, yeah, I want to read it again, but as of right now, I don't have anything that was, like, no huge takeaway. I have little takeaways, and, you know, there was, which is still also beneficial. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm, like, happy with the little takeaways that I do have, and, like, you know, I feel like there was, I learned things, but I don't feel like, I don't know, I don't really feel like anything that was, like, specific to me, like, I don't, nothing is my experience, I guess, like, I don't know, I mean, she talked about sexual abuse a little bit, and I don't know, I guess some things she said were a little bit validating, but, like, I don't, I want something to help me grow from this and to, like, change. I don't know. I don't know, okay? I don't fucking know. But, yeah. I wasn't disappointed. I just wasn't overly appointed, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I want to listen again and see what else I can get from this book, because I really liked her and I was really excited to read this book because I've got recommendations from it. I talked to Alexis about it. She recommended it. And also Glennon has recommended it and Emily has been on her podcast. And, like, I like all of that. And I feel like I got a lot of everything else. So I just was, I don't know, I guess, honestly, I don't know. But anyway, I liked it. I didn't love it. And then I started reading Eat, Pray, Love. A classic, I guess. It's Liz Gilbert. And I love Liz Gilbert. Every time I've heard her on the podcast, I know Glenn and her are really good friends. Like, I've listened to some of her stuff, anything I've ever seen with her in it. Like, I just love her. Like, she just feels like her presence is just really, like, good. I don't know. I'm like, I just want to be her. Like, the way her energy is, what I'm getting through all of my screen, my phone or my iPad or whatever, like, I just feel like there's just, like, a wave of calmness and, like, she's really peaceful and her voice, like, it's just, like, gentle. I don't really know. I don't know. There's just something about it that I'm like, I just, it feels cozy. It feels warm. And I just really like her. And I just, I don't know. So, I've never read Eat, Pray, Love. But, and she just came out with a new book. Oh, what's it called? Hold on. All the Way to the River. That's her new book. Oh my god, bitch! We have the same birthday! You know, yeah. Yeah, this makes so much sense. This makes so much sense. We have the same birthday. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love it. You know, I am Liz Gilbert. We are. Wow, that literally makes me so happy. Like, we have the same birthday, bitch. What? Like, what are the chances? Oh my god, that's so cool. Wow. Oh, that's so sweet. I literally want to cry right now. I don't know why. But I love that we have the same birthday. That makes me so happy. But yeah, anytime that I've just ever heard anything about her, and I don't know, like, I just love her. I love her so much. And so I started reading this book, listening to it, and it's so good. And also, she has a shaved head, and I'm not for sure the case of that, like, why. But I don't know. I just feel like at some point in my life, I'm gonna have a shaved head. And the reason for this, there's a lot of reasons to this, but the main one is it would just be the most freeing thing. Because I have a little bit of an unhealthy attachment to my hair, and this got brought up again yesterday, because Brianna was talking about having red in her hair. And I was like, no, nope, you don't have red hair. Like, you're not redhead. No, only me. And then we were talking about Brody's hair, if it's longer than mine. And I was like, no, no, it's fucking not, bitch. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like a lot of my identity, like, is in my hair. And it's probably just because as a kid, everyone was obsessed with my hair. And everyone, like, my hair has always been, like, I don't know. I don't know, a big part of who I am, I guess. Like, I just, there's too much value in my hair. So, I just think shaving my head would be such an act of freedom for me. Because, yeah, I have so much identity in my hair. And it's just such, it's a lot. So, shaving my head would just be really bold. And it would be really uncomfortable. And it's really scary. Like, that is a huge fear of mine. Like, I used to have nightmares that someone came and shaved my head in my sleep. Okay. And, oh, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I just feel like shaving my head and then just not having it would just, like, be so freeing. Like, it would be terrifying and horrible at first, but I don't know. I feel like once I really embraced it and got the meaning out of it, I don't know, learned how to live in the world without it. I don't know, I just think that would just be so powerful, but I don't do that because I know if I shaved my head, everyone would think I was, like, in a crisis or something. It would be giving, like, Britney Spears or something, so I don't know, it's just for liberation, okay? But, yeah, not yet, but, you know, I don't, you know what, I'm gonna look up why Liz Gilbert has a shaved head. I fucking love her, bro. I just love her. It was breaking a beauty standard, and it was between men and women, and she went to this event in New York, and she noticed that all the men had their buzzed hair and their natural faces and their comfortable clothes, and all the women had their expensive hair and expensive faces and expensive clothes, and it was, like, fancy and not comfortable. You're not really, and she was just like, you know what, instead of being mad about this, I'm just gonna reclaim it, and I'm gonna be comfortable. Like, I deserve to be comfortable. Wow, that was beautiful. I love her. I love her so much. And yeah, it's a liberation from cultural beauty standards. And wow. Wow. Yeah, she's just, I just love her. And yeah, so I was decided to read Eat, Pray, Love first, and then I will read, of course, All the Way to the River. I'm so excited we have the same birthday. Literally, like, that made my day. I'm so excited about it. But anyway, I'm reading her book, Eat, Pray, Love, and it's about her journey through divorce, and then the next relationship, and then a year of travel and celibacy. And she goes to Italy, India, and Indonesia. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Like, I just love the way that she storytells. Like, she, yeah, she starts off and she is in New York. And is she in New York? Honestly, I'm pretty sure, but I'm like, wait, I'm scared to say that because what if that's wrong? I'm pretty sure she's in New York. Hold. Yes, it was New York. Yeah, and then she just talks about those relationships and not too much. She's not oversharing. She's not doing the gossipy thing. She's talking about how these are affecting her and what's kind of coming and what she wanted. And then how they're, what's happening in her through these relationships. And then she goes to Italy for nothing other than that she wants to learn the language. And so she's going to live there for 4 months. And, oh, it's just beautiful. Just the way that she tells, because she's just kind of talking about, you know, her days there and what's kind of happening throughout the days. But it's like, there's just this story beneath it. Like, I don't know. And, like, just her voice and the way she's telling it and the words she uses and the way, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I love it. I love it. And I'm about, let's see, actually. I have 6 hours left out of Is there a way to see how long it is? Oh, out of almost 13 hours. Okay, so I'm getting through, okay? But I just love it. Like, I'm on chapter 61. And I don't know, like, just the way she's moving through the world and the way she's telling us she's moving through the world is just beautiful. And I'm like, I don't. It would be cool to write a book at some point in my life. I would like to have had written a book, but I think the process of writing a book and, you know, storytelling and making it. I don't know. It's like, I don't even feel like she's making it interesting. I feel like it just is interesting. You know? Like, it doesn't feel, she's not saying, like, it's not like she's doing all these, like, cool, crazy things, which, you know, obviously traveling and moving to these places is cool and crazy, but once she's there, she's just experiencing the day-to-day life. And I don't know. She's telling us what's going through her head and what's happening. And I don't know. I just love it. I just love it. You gotta read it. You have to. Or at least just look at Liz Gilbert. Like, look, listen to something, look her up. And I don't know. I just love Liz Gilbert, okay? Anyway. Yeah, it's so good. Right now, she's in India. And I don't know. I just love her. I just think she's so interesting. And I love listening to this book. And I was listening while I was painting yesterday, and that felt really honest. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I just love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. Yeah. She's inspiring. She's really inspiring. So I've been loving that. I can't believe we have the same birthday. And she has a shaved head. I knew she has a shaved head, but like her, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've always known her with a shaved head, but I don't really know why or like, I don't know. But I just feel like, you know what? I want a shaved head. And not because of Liz Gilbert. This is something I've always joked about shaving my head. But I'm always just like, nah. And I'm still at a point of like, no, I'm not gonna do it. But I want to at some point in my life. I feel like that would just be so crazy. And yeah, especially after yesterday, I was like, I really fucking do have a weird ass thing with my hair. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's an unhealthy attachment. So, anyway. That was a lot. I feel like we talked about a lot of things here. I think I'll title it something, you know, by the what about the psychedelics, because I feel like I talked about that for a fat minute. Maybe I'll just have it drugs. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But anyway, I think it would be cool to tell stories the way that she tells stories because it seems effortless, and obviously it's not, you know, but I don't know. I just feel like the way I feel when I'm listening to this book is just, I like it. I want my life to feel more like that. So, anyway, the weather is nice. It's a little chilly today. It was a little chilly last night when we went. My toes are cold. I'm about to go put on socks. But anyway, I love you so much, and I hope you have a good week. And yeah, I don't know. Give yourself a little hug. Okay, love you, bye. And don't do drugs.